Harry, Ron, and Hermione followed the rest of the Gryffindors along the usual path to Gryffindor Tower, but when they reached the corridor that ended with the portrait of the fat lady, they found it jammed with students. "Why isn't anyone going in?" said Ron curiously. Harry peered over the heads in front of him. The portrait seemed to be closed. "Let me through, please," came Percy's voice, and he came bustling importantly through the crowd. "What's the hold-up here? You can't all have forgotten the password. Excuse me, I'm head boy." And then a silence fell over the crowd, from the front first, so that a chill seemed to spread down the corridor. They heard Percy say in a suddenly sharp voice, "Somebody get Professor Dumbledore, quick!" People's heads turned. Those at the back were standing on tiptoe. "What's going on?" said Ginny, who had just arrived. A moment later, Professor Dumbledore was there, sweeping toward the portrait. The Gryffindors squeezed together to let him through, and Harry, Ron, and Hermione moved closer to see what the trouble was.
"Oh, my!"
Hermione grabbed Harry's arm. The fat lady had vanished from her portrait, which had been slashed so viciously that strips of canvas littered the floor. Great chunks of it had been torn away completely. Dumbledore took one quick look at the ruined painting and turned, his eyes somber, to see Professors McGonagall, Lupin and Snape hurrying towards him.
"We need to find her," said Dumbledore. "Professor McGonagall, please go to Mr. Filch at once and tell him to search every painting in the castle for the fat lady."
"You'll be lucky,"
said a cackling voice. It was Peeves, the poltergeist, bobbing over the crowd and looking delighted, as he always did, at the sight of wreckage or worry.
"What do you mean, Peeves?" said Dumbledore calmly, and Peeves's grin faded a little.
He didn't dare taunt Dumbledore. Instead, he adopted an oily voice that was no better than his cackle.
"Ashamed, your headship, sir. Doesn't want to be seen. She's a horrible mess. Saw her running through the landscape up on the fourth floor, sir, dodging between the trees, crying something dreadful,"
he said happily.
"Poor thing,"
he added unconvincingly.
"Did she say who did it?"
said Dumbledore quietly.
"Oh, yes, Professor Head,"
said Peeves, with the air of one cradling a large bombshell in his arms.
"He got very angry when she wouldn't let him in, you see."
Peeves flipped over and grinned at Dumbledore from between his own legs.
"Nasty temper he's got, that Sirius Black."